Your SteveJonesShow.com audio is coming up next. Audio and podcast of The Steve Jones Show, a service of Sunbury Motors, North 4th Street, Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf.
Sports talk where your voice counts. This is The Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now, from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Okay, welcome back. Great to have you with us. I'm in the beautiful Sunbury Motors Studio. Sunbury Motors, 4th Street at Sunbury. Sunbury Motors, Key Routes 11 to 15, Hummel's Wharf. And the Hilshers General Store Hotline open at 1-800-795-9565. Go to www.hilshersstore.com. Tony's already weighed in. He, too, was confused by Kevin.
I knew exactly what I meant. It's not my fault. I couldn't bring anybody else along for the ride.
Sort of a statement in there, isn't there?
Probably is. Not a good one, either. Hey, did you see the Steelers have a new O-line coach?
Yeah, no. Used to be the head coach at Louisiana Tech.
All right. Then what can you tell me about it? Besides the fact that he was with the Chiefs.
Well, he was a center for Boston College back in their glory days.
I knew that, too. He was the center during the Hail Mary. I knew that.
With Flutie.
Yeah, tell me something I don't know.
He coaches the offensive line. Wait, what are you telling me about him? The guy, you know, the guy's a good coach. I thought he did a good job at Louisiana Tech. Did Penn State play him?
Okay, that's what I want to know. I value your opinion. Even though I think sometimes it's wrong, I still value it.
It's a good hire. You know, what you guys want to do.
What is that?
Just play it out.
What exactly is that?
I don't know what you guys want to do. So, to you, the NFL experience would be one of the big reasons why you would go. I, on the other hand, would be getting reservations at NOLA. Okay,
I don't even know where that is.
Oh my goodness. It's right off St. Peter's. Emeril's original restaurant. One of the best meals I've ever had was in that restaurant. Ooh, incredible. Court of Two Sisters, incredible. Benson's, incredible.
You know, these are all food places. You'd think I'd know them.
Oh my goodness, the great stuff. Furman from Point Township. Hi, how are you today?
Hey, I'm doing fine. Hey, real quick, I just happened to hear you. I listen to you a lot, and I just wanted to comment on your take of going to the ball games and all the stuff that goes on. And I can vaguely, but fiercely remember going to the Veterans Stadium in Philadelphia as a child and experiencing, you know, just exactly what you said. You know, my parents would take me, you know, we'd go, we'd grab a hot dog, and then we'd get in there for the game. And the whole thing of just sitting there filling out the book, going play by play and enjoying it. And, you know, I tried doing that with my grandson this coming year. And I got to tell you, you know, it was kind of disappointing for me to see all the extra stuff that goes on. You know, I know they do it to keep the kids entertained, but boy, you know, and take them to, like, the minor league game, you know, it just seemed to be more and more hoopla going on. I mean, they're just throwing more stuff out there. I mean, whatever happened to just taking your kid to the ball game and really enjoying it, you know, filling out the book and, you know, just kicking back and really enjoying it. It just seems to be more and more, you know, like you said, you know, throwing the Nerf ball through the clown's mouth. You know, I know they got to do it to get the fans there, but, boy, it just seems to be more and more going on now.
Yeah, it is. I think that's fine. I mean, Furman, you and I are on the same page. So we love the game. We like to keep score.
Right.
You know, people still like do that?
Oh, mercy.
Just kidding. No.
You know, listen, I understand they got to do it to get the fan base going. But you know, I remember those times, and that was fun. You know, and I tried doing it with my grandson, and he just kind of had this, and I took my wife to her first ball game, and we did exactly like I said, and she loved it. it was like, wow, you know, now I see why you talked about it so much. I mean, and why you enjoy it. I mean, I did it with hockey. I did it with basketball. I mean, I was lucky. I lived in the area, and I was able to get tickets now and again and go. But then you got to remember, you know, living in, well, I'm originally from New Jersey, you know, living in the southern part of New Jersey, I was able to see a lot of the players, you know, Mike Schmidt, Larry Bowa, Bobby Clark, you know. And we didn't run up and make a big deal. Oh, give me an autograph. It was just nice to see them. You bumped into them, you talked to them, and they were like normal Joes, you know. To us, they were just, you know, neighbors, and that's just the way it was.
Well, that's because in reality they are normal Joes.
That's right, you know.
They all are.
Yeah, you loved watching them play. That, you know, I mean, I'm not saying what anybody else has said is wrong, and I understand where you're at with that. When you're in the public light like that, you know, you really don't have the opportunity to sit down and just enjoy a game. You really don't. In your position, you're going to get hammered with all the questions. I would probably hammer you with a whole bunch of questions because you're there. You're on the front line. You know what's going on. We don't, and we've got those million questions, you know? So.
And as I said before, I consider it a privilege. So believe me, it was no complaint. Zero.
Oh, no,
I enjoy talking
to
everybody.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I know my brother-in-law tends to call every now and then, and I'm always busting him about it. And I thought, you know, I heard this conversation. I wanted to call you quick before I went home and say, hey, you know, this is how I felt about it, you know. And so anyway, just tell your partner over there, go Ravens.
Oh, that's just cold. That's just cold.
I heard your conversation yesterday, and, you know, I just got to tell you that I do remember the Packers taking on the Steelers and giving them a definite handing, and I am a Packers fan, so just keep that in mind.
Understandable.
Hey, Furman, tomorrow, you want a real breakdown of the game, personnel-wise and so forth, we're going to have Greg Cosell on tomorrow from NFL Network and NFL Films. I think you as a fan will really like it.
I think I will. Thank you very much for that info.
All right. Thank you.
Take care and have a good day.
Our number one, Furman, have a great one, my friend. Safe trip home. Our number, 1-800-795-9565 on the Hilsters General Store hotline. Well, you took a beating in that one.
No. I have a different view on the whole event. And here's the other thing. Maybe
now,
it's because
true. Now you call it an event, which is, I think,
right,
you're right.
Right. And maybe it's because where I grew up, it was 4 hours down and back total. I mean, it took you 2 hours to get there to Philly, 2 hours to get back on a good day. So you made an entire day of it. So you did everything you possibly could to make it an event. Maybe that's why my view is different.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Our number, 1-800-795-9565. I mean, I have to be honest with you, though. I would never go to a game to hang out at the event and then just to say I went. Bob in Lewisburg, let's get Bob's take. Hi, Bob. Welcome. It's great to have you back on the show.
Hey, it's great to be back, guys. Just wanted to talk about a couple of things. One about the experience of the stadium, and the second thing about the concussions. I agree with the last caller. The first time that I went into Veterans Stadium, it's almost breathtaking when you walked in and you could see the field down there and all the upper decks and all that. Just that experience was enough to just overwhelm you.
Agreed.
So I agree. I don't need all the other stuff. I had been in the Superdome a couple of times and were able to watch the Saints there. And again, that's a good experience, too. And I'm like you. There's so much food down there that you can eat in New Orleans. It's ridiculous.
It is. It is. There is a greasy spoon. I don't know if it survives Katrina or not, called Mother's. One of the best breakfasts I ever had, and this place is a hole in the wall. I don't know if it survived Katrina or not, but you're right. There are restaurants all over the lot.
I don't know. Is that place anything like Pamela's out in Pittsburgh?
A little bit, yeah.
Well, I literally ran into Mike Tomlin at Pamela's one Sunday in the off season. Literally, he almost knocked me down getting out of the door. But his family was kind of interesting.
I'm sure.
I pointed, and my son, who lives out in Pittsburgh, said, "We don't point and talk to these guys out here." I'm like, "All right, whatever." But yeah, it was interesting. But if anybody I'm sorry. Go ahead, Steve.
No. I was going to ask you a question, Bob. Go ahead and finish. I want to ask you a question to you, though.
One of the other things is that if anybody wants a great fan experience, you got to go to training camp. That's where the fan experience is.
That's true.
Mm-hmm. You are so close to the action. I'm a Colts fan, so we went the last year that Tony was coach. And he came over and he talked about five or six of us. My wife was talking to him like she knew him all his life.
Right. Yeah, it's far more relaxed. It's completely different than a game day. It's a prep day. Yeah, you're right.
Bob, is the reason your view is a little bit different than mine, like Steve said, liking the game, is it because that there wasn't as many games available to you, so the game is more important? For me, there were so many games that I could watch, you know, through the years, that going to the game, there was a lot more to see.
I think that's true, because, you know, going to a game, if you got to a game once every couple of years, I think that we would consider ourselves fortunate.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Right.
Well, and
the other topic you wanted to bring up was concussions, Bob.
Yeah, but I just wanted to say I got to meet Jeff Saturday up close in person, talked to him, and my wife just melted in his crystal clear blue eyes. Unbelievable.
There you go.
He's a great guy. But when I started playing football, we had the suspension helmets.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't the concussion why they kind of outlawed the head slap?
Well, that's one of the reasons, yeah. I mean, they're trying to do whatever they can to reduce any kind of contact with the helmet. So the head slap, which Deacon Jones made so famous, grabbing the face mask, anything that has to do with the head, they're trying to outlaw as much as possible. But look, Jack and I have talked about this many times. Jack knows he had concussions when he played. He knows it. He tells me that. I mean, this is back in the 70s.
Well, isn't that one of the reasons why maybe Mike Webster went off the deep end?
That's one of the theories that they have about the damage that was done to the head and the repeated. But you know what? Everyone has a different tolerance, and nobody ever talks about that. Everyone has a different tolerance to pain. Everyone has a different tolerance to contact, and maybe his was different than anybody else's.
Yeah. Well, I remember getting hit so hard up at Loyal Sock, and I was wearing that Marietta concussion helmet, the same one that Roger Staubach had all his concussions in. And I know, as I heard one of the players talking about, I think it was Dawkins talking about it on ESPN the other day, is when everything goes white, but you don't necessarily go down. You're not unconscious, but, you know, I walked over to the wrong huddle, and then when my team came back and got me, I didn't even come out of the game.
Right.
I mean, it's just
see, it's a different era now. Smelling salt, and you're back in there.
That's right. Back when they were feeding you handfuls of tablets of salt pills, too, during summer workouts.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, I think those concussions just, like you said, they've always been happening. And it's just, you're right, your tolerance. And just if you were a valuable player, they didn't want to take you out, and you didn't want to go out.
Look, and they didn't think too much about, quote, your bell getting rung. Today, it's just so closely monitored, and it's so much of an issue. That's why it's taking on greater importance. But I want to make sure that, for example, you know, the president got involved in it this week. And, you know, I think you have to have a little more common sense than what he was talking about. I would let my son play.
I would definitely let my son play. Both of my sons chose to play soccer, and it's just as easy to get a concussion in that as well.
Of course you can, by heading the ball, and they've talked about that. Bob, I have other callers waiting. We're going to move on to them. Great comments today. Thanks so much. You stirred the pot. Nice.
See ya.
Thanks, Bob. Let's go to Ken in Milton. Hi, Ken. Thanks for waiting.
I'm gonna stir that pot even more.
Go for it.
If you don't want to get a concussion, don't get into the NFL. If you don't want to get into the NFL, don't take that multi-gazillion-dollar contract that you're going to hold out for in training camp and everything else. It's professional football. That goes with it. That's why they get paid so much, because they might end up wacky at the end of it all.
Well, the other part, too, is, Ken, look at Pollard, for example. Pollard's exposed himself this week. The play he makes on Ridley while being legal is a... fundamentally, is a terrible play.
And that's the other X factor.
Yes. I mean, the fundamentals that he showed on that, I'm sorry. You know, just because you're a big, tough guy, you could throw your body in there, tackle him. Show me you have some skill. It didn't take skill to do what he did.
They want it. They want the shock value. They want the entertainment value. They want the ooh and ah out of the crowd. Well, guess what? You get your bell rung and you can't see so straight. That's how it goes. I'm sorry. I've talked to you guys about this with baseball players and pitchers. I have minimal sympathy for professional athletes. Now, I don't want to see anybody get hurt, but don't cry the blues to me about the dangers that go with the game that you've chosen to play and that you're compensated so well for financially. That's ridiculous.
I mean, Junior Seau played for 20 years.
And he was an animal, and it was terrible what happened to him.
It's awful It's awful what happened to him. But you know what, Ken? Every single year he chose to do it. He could have picked any year to choose to walk away. You know, it's interesting. We're in a society right now that blames everybody else when the problem's yours.
That's correct. That's absolutely. I'm waiting on the lawsuits and all this. All right. Now, real quick here on another subject, I got to take Kevin's back on something, Kevin.
All right.
Come on.
I'm glad somebody's out there
for
me.
Ken. why, after all this time where I have grown to respect you, to now lower yourself?
Well, let me finish this one out. And we'll see what you guys said. I don't want to see Ray Lewis get a ring. I'm sick of hearing about Ray Lewis and his retirement.
Oh, okay. That's fine.
Get out, Ray Lewis. I'm sick of your face. I'm sick of hearing you.
I'm picking the 49ers anyway. So,
and here's the other thing, Steve. And again, Kevin, I don't want forget the Ravens. I want the Niners to win, because I want them to get that sixth ring so I can stop hearing about all the Steeler fans climbing out of those six rings.
We have to get one for the other index finger. It just doesn't have the same ring.
Well, Kevin, when the Niners do it, they're going to do it without any losses in the Steelers.
That's
can't
true.
Say that.
That's true.
But you know what, though? But you know what? I wanted to just one quick thing. The Super Bowl era has caused us to lose perspective on history. They have six Super Bowl wins. But the Green Bay Packers have won 13 NFL championships. This is the NFL championship.
Yeah, okay? I'm a Bears fan, so that's all we have.
Right, but I'm saying,
that's
though,
a great
point. Okay? The National Football League did not begin in 1970. It did not begin in 1967. It didn't begin then. Okay? The NFL has been in business since 1920. They've been crowning champions since 1920 as well. And we're losing perspective in two areas. The Super Bowl area is like, well, they have six Super Bowls. Well, that's fine. I mean, that means they have six NFL championships. And, in fact, the Steelers and 49ers only have the six NFL championships since the advent of the Super Bowl. The Packers go back. The Bears go back. The Giants go back. You know, those championships count, too.
Yes,
and
they do.
And we're losing perspective on history, because we're reinventing all the time, and sports didn't begin when ESPN was formed.
Very good point. You know what? You always seem to ground me and bring me back down. I show my admiration and respect for you, Steve, actually.
Oh, he brings me down too, don't worry, but not the same way.
One last point, and I'm sorry, I will let you guys go. I know you got to go to the news here shortly, but I did want to throw it to Sunbury Radio Station, a great, great high school coach and mentor passed away, a Shikellamy man, Phil Lockoff. He was the wrestling coach for 24 years down there. And, you know, we've talked a little bit about high school sports and the respect that certain coaches deserve and they earn over the course of a career. And this guy did it. They won. They took on everybody that would come to wrestle them, and they did it with style and class and integrity and dignity. And just in out of respect for the Shikellamy wrestling fans and everything, rest in peace, Phil. It was You are a great ambassador for the sport. Thanks, gentlemen, and have yourselves a wonderful evening.
Ken, well said. Thank you so much. We go to Dave in Sunbury. Hi, Dave. Thank you for waiting. You're on the show.
Hi, Steve. Hi, Kevin. I just returned from... Give me a few minutes about the funeral of Phil Lockoff.
Yeah, I'm sure it was very emotional. Yes.
Well, there were 200 or 300 people there.
Oh, of course. I mean, the guy, he's a local legend. That's only because, as a humble man, he just worked himself into being a legend.
And all the people that spoke, everybody knows about the, you know, Jeff Walter, the state wrestling champ and also national champ. But one of his opposing coaches, Joseph Sarri, was there.
Mm-hmm.
And he was saying about, says it didn't matter. Because I had a guy that had a kid that something happened at the house, that one of his parents, something happened. So the kid had to leave.
Mm-hmm.
And Phil wouldn't take the forfeit.
There's a lot of stories like that, Dave. There's an awful lot of stories like that where, and we were talking about those on Friday in the 3 o'clock hour, which, by the way, you can catch by going to stevejonesshow.com and clicking on podcast. But there were a lot of times that forfeits were not taken because Phil liked to win it on the mat.
Well, I was in part of that call because I called in about that particular road trip. I talked to Elizabeth about the trip. And she said, she didn't recognize me because I had a beard on. Steve, you know, that was the first thing. Uh-huh. Then as the conversation went on, when I told her about the snowstorm, it was in the 80s. We had a blinding snowstorm on a Friday afternoon that it laid about a foot of snow down. We were going to go down to Easton. I had 3 buses loaded.
Mm-hmm.
That 2 weeks later, we got 2 buses together, went down on a Tuesday afternoon. So, and that's just people, you know, showed up and said, hey, where are you going? Well, we're going down to Easton. So I had some people actually get on the bus that I didn't even have the money from, but they just gave it to the driver, and away we went.
Wow. Well, Dave, we have to get into the news. Thank you for the wonderful stories and your appreciation for Phil. News bottom of the hour coming up next here on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
While your favorite team is driving down the field, you're driving all around looking for a new car, which is driving you crazy. Well, Sunbury Motors makes buying a new car easy with a huge inventory and lots of choices. Our North 4th Street Auto Plaza is stocked full of Ford, Lincoln, and Hyundais. We sell over a couple hundred cars a month. Why? Service and price. With our lowest price promise, if you can find a better price at another dealer on the used car you want, we'll beat it. That's a promise. Shop the largest Ford dealership online 24/7 at sunburymotors.com. Let's stop in and test drive Ford, Lincoln, Hyundai at the North 4th Street Auto Plaza in Sunbury and our Kia dealership at Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. And be ready to tackle the largest inventory and our lowest price promise, selling more cars and satisfying more customers since 1915. Sunbury Motors. SunburyMotors.com. The winning team.
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Okay. I'm trying to track down an expert in deer antlers.
Yeah, explain that to
find
me.
Out. I have no idea. It's a Ray Lewis moment.
I was hoping you had the details on that.
Well, I have details. I just don't know what the heck it does.
All right, well, then tell me why Ray Lewis has deer antlers.
Look, it obviously is something, whatever, to help the healing process.
Well, what do you do?
Accelerated, because look,
rub them together. What?
I have no. I think it's something that's used on the antlers. Okay.
Okay. So, I don't. It's something they use on the antlers. And what rub that on the injury?
I don't know.
Okay, well,
it's something I've never heard of before.
He tried to obtain.
Meanwhile, you have the PED thing, when it comes to Alex Rodriguez and Gio Gonzalez. That came out in Miami. Ray Lewis was given a product to help heal his torn triceps that contains a banned substance, according to Sports Illustrated. The Ravens linebacker has not tested positive and denies using it. Mitch Ross, co-owner of Sports and Alternatives to Steroids, SWAT, told Sports Illustrated that he spoke to Lewis shortly after the linebacker tore his triceps October 14th and requested products that could help speed up the recovery. Deer Antler Spray was among the prescribed treatments. Deer Antler Spray contains the substance IGF-1 on the NFL's banned list. Swats is the subject of an in-depth profile in Sports Illustrated's next issue, a version of the stories on SI.com. Lewis, of course, dismissed the report when he was asked about it in Super Bowl Media Day. 2 years ago, it was the same report. I wouldn't give that report or him any of my press. He's not worthy of that. Next question. Lewis was referring to a January 19th report by Sports Illustrated on Swats, in which Hugh Jackson, then the Raiders coach, was told by the NFL to cut ties with the company. Ross told the postgame.com in 2011 that he gave Jackson free products that the coach gave to players, including Lewis. Lewis on Tuesday said he doesn't want to give the company any publicity and questioned why he should respond to such stupidity. Ray has been randomly tested for banned substances and has never failed the test. We have never been notified of a failed test, and he has been notified. Nor has he been notified of a failed test. Kevin Burns said, who's the vice president of communications for the Ravens. I know Kevin a little bit. Good guy. The Ravens had a meeting with Lewis on Tuesday morning to discuss the article. He denied using the substance discussed in the article. Now, John Harbaugh said he hasn't talked with Lewis about the report. Ray has worked incredibly hard to get himself back, blah, 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 blah. He worked hard. Okay, we got it. According to the NFL Players Association, NFL test for the banned substance IGF-1 that Lewis was linked with in the SI article. League source told the ESPN that it can be assumed that Ray has been randomly tested multiple times for that substance. Okay. I'm trying to see exactly what it does,
well,
though.
I found it. I found it. Red Deer Antler Velvet. It's a medicine. It's something that was in China for 2,000 years, according to this report, and has been found now in Western culture as a nutritional supplement. Deer Antler Spray, or Deer Antler Velvet, is harvested from populations of red deer in New Zealand. These farm deer are known to be disease-free and provide the best quality antler velvet. Via pill or in, while it can be taken powdered, via pill or in a drink, the most popular form is spray. The spray is known as Red Deer Antler Spray, is a fat-based delivery system that claims to deliver the hormone into the bloodstream faster and have more hormone where it will do the most good for longer than the pill or the powder. And the hormone you were talking about is that IGF-1 or insulin-like growth factor 1.
Okay.
It's a byproduct of
HD. What does it do? Well, what does it do?
Well, it's supposed to aid in the healing process. The hormone aids into the healing process. A side effect can be in, let's see, the side effect of this using deer antler spray, one can improve athletic performance, stimulate the metabolism, improve the overall condition of the heart, and help fight off colds and flu. Maybe I should try this. By allowing the body to burn off more stored sugars and require the burning of fat stores in the fuel, increase muscle use.
Okay, what does it do for the deer?
Nothing. It's the velvet that grows on the antlers. It's the, you know, listen, okay. For somebody who hunts,
okay.
You see buck rub all the time, and it's the deer getting rid of the velvet or getting rid of the little fuzz on the antlers.
Okay. Now here comes the big question.
Okay, great.
All right. Who in the heck figures out that this can help you? Who looks at a deer rubbing its antlers up against a tree and goes, I think that's a banned substance?
Well, I don't know. According to this report, it's been part of Chinese medicine for hundreds of thousands of years. And in Western culture, now it's just been added.
Okay, now it makes sense. Okay. All right, now it makes
sense. He wore deer velvet.
Wow. And now Ray Ray's involved in this. Okay.
It's a very popular nutritional substance, or supplement, rather. Sorry. Also nearly impossible. Also nearly impossible to detect if it's being used.
Says here that we've been able to freeze dry that out, extract it, and put it in a spray that you could shake for 20 seconds and then spray three times under the tongue. That stuff's been around for almost 1,000 years. This is the stuff from the Chinese, the key said in the magazine report.
Now, this story that I was reading came back from March of 2011. And get this. You'll like this, Steve. Are you ready for this?
It's insulin-like growth factor is a natural anabolic hormone that stimulates muscle growth. We have deer that we harvest out in New Zealand.
Yes.
Their antlers are the fastest growing substance on the planet Earth because of the high concentration of IGF-1.
Yes.
Who thinks of this stuff?
But here's the best part. This story that I was reading you is from 2011, and it says coaches like Hugh Jackson, athletes, even the legendary Ray Lewis, who knows who else, all use the spray.
Oh, my.
And this was over a year ago, almost a year ago. Actually, almost 2 years ago.
Wow.
So there you go. Go online and get your deer antler spray.
Well, it's not working for the deer, that's for sure.
Well, maybe it is.
Well, the antlers grow.
Well, they regrow.
Yeah.
I mean, they're going to shed the velvet anyway, so that's, you know, they don't need it.
Right. Wow. This is bizarre. It's bizarre.
But definitely get the spray.
Yeah, that'd be terrific. Deer antler spray, radio waves, and the strange lab that lured Ray Lewis and others. The ultimate spray jacked. Alex Rodriguez has been implicated in another doping report, one that also names five other big-name big leaguers. There you go. It was a clown today at Media Day. But enough of Jim Gray. All right, so.
I was going to ask who the clown was.
I mean, is he like the most serious guy on the planet?
Yes.
I mean, really?
Yes.
I mean, there are dictators in foreign countries that aren't that serious. Tom Verducci, by the way, wrote the A-Rod story, by the way. So the legitimacy of that just clicked off the charts.
No report there of red deer velvet?
No. It's all about...
I want to know how much this stuff costs. Oh, wait, you can buy
it.
Oh,
it comes
in
a box. Yeah, you can.
Oh, here it is.
You can get it. It's not that expensive.
$30.
That's not bad.
For who? Retails for $68. See, how much is in a bottle? 2.1 ounces.
All right. Oh, you're only spraying it. Now let's get to A-Rod. Remember when we had the great writer Murray Chass on the show?
Yes.
And remember when I asked him about, you know, which athletes he was drawn to and fooled him the most? And who his easy number one was?
No, I don't remember what he answered, though.
Alex Rodriguez. Said when you met him, he says he was incredible, charmer, intelligent, young. Just wow. He said, the tale of Alex, this is Tom Verducci. The tale of Alex Rodriguez wove in spring training of 2009 upon being identified by Sports Illustrated as one of 103 players who flunked baseball survey drug testing in 2003 was that he was, caught up in the loosey-goosey steroid culture and used drugs he couldn't remember or could barely pronounce only from 2001 to 2003, a careful, narrow window that predated his tenure with the Yankees and basically baseball's penalties for usage. So slick was Rodriguez that not once did he ever use the word steroids. Today, the Miami New Times, a weekly publication, presents a much more conniving picture of Rodriguez, as well as five other baseball players, as someone who delved deep into the world of performance-enhancing drugs. Even in the immediate aftermath of the 2009 contrition and baseball's tougher drug policy, he is portrayed as a serial doper. The Miami New Times obtained from a former employee of the Miami Wellness Clinic. And here are the names: Alex Rodriguez, Melky Cabrera, okay, Yasmani Grandal, Nelson Cruz, Gio Gonzalez, Cesar Carrillo. Those notebooks offered a trove of information about modern doping in all sports, the detail on how and why testing alone does not stop cheaters. They now hold the key to not only possible criminal cases, but also to the 2013 pennant race. Suspensions could be forthcoming, and whatever shred of credibility left to Rodriguez's baseball and personal legacy. Wow. But the bigger shoe to fall is the one belonging to Commissioner Bud Selig. The notebooks of Anthony Bosch are figuratively on the desk at this very moment. The man who, in union with the Players Association, has crafted the toughest anti-PED policies in pro sports, has the power to suspend players even without a positive test. It's Section 7G2. How about that? 2009, it is alleged that Rodriguez used Anthony Bosch's cocktails of PEDs, according to the Miami New Times. Rodriguez, who turned 34 that year, returned surprisingly fast from hip surgery, batting .286 with 30 home runs and 100 runs knocked in, while helping lead the Yankees to the World Championship. A notoriously poor postseason player for the Yankees, Rodriguez hit .365 that postseason and has been treated Rodriguez also had been treated post-surgically by Dr. Anthony Galea, a Canadian doctor who pleaded guilty in 2011 to bringing unapproved drugs, including HGH, into the U.S. to treat athletes. The Bosch notebooks contain information about Rodriguez's doping regimen from 2009 to 2012, including drugs, payments, and schedules. Hate when people keep records. Wow.
This has been a weird day for that stuff.
Oh, are you surprised by this?
Well, no. Not really.
Okay, let's look at these guys. Okay, A-Rod, he's the guy I don't get in all this. He has all the natural ability in the world. He doesn't need this stuff. Look at what he did in Seattle when he allegedly wasn't on anything. He was terrific. Now look at Nelson Cruz. Nelson Cruz, right? Breakout year with the Rangers, and guess what year? 2009. Gio Gonzalez, who's from Miami, went to high school there, with Oakland and Washington, has gone 53-29, 20-game winner this year. Baseball's Department of Investigations, in cooperation with federal authorities, have been looking into the wellness clinics of South Florida for months. A Major League source says MLB has been tracking positive tests in the past year, looking for common denominators in terms of geography, trainers, suppliers, and so forth. The Miami area kept coming up as a possible main vein for PED trade, and MLB investigators were focused on that area. Let's see. The MLB Director of Investigations, a direct response to recommendations outlined by George Mitchell in his 2007 report on steroids, which has been highly criticized. Carrillo and Grandel attended the University of Miami. Cabrera and Rodriguez live in Miami. Hey, yeah, yeah.
Baseball's getting weirder.
Yeah, but what gets me, though, is he doesn't need it. I mean, he's never needed it. He's a natural talent. He's a five-tool guy, and he's just... Wow. Oh, well. Kelly, not sure if hoax affected Manti Te'o's play. I would vote for DJ Fluker and Barrett Jones. All right, we'll come back with more. Wrap it up in a moment on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Winding down here, I'll have Patrick Chambers in the clubhouse at Damon's from 6 to 7 tonight while Kevin's watching his kid wrestle.
Well, you'll have better food. Not that the concession stand food's bad, I'm saying that, but you know, it's not ribs.
No, it's not. I mean, what will you get at the concession stand?
Probably a hot dog.
Yeah, well done.
Well, it's that time of year. It's the hot dog season.
Thought that was grilling time.
Oh, no, no, no. It's basketball wrestling season because that's the staple food when you're on the road.
I see. All right. Well, so A-Rod might be involved in steroids. Shocking, please don't drive off the road. Ray Lewis is into spray that comes from antler velvet.
Red deer velvet.
It's just, that's a weird world, man.
From New Zealand. By the way, if you go to our Facebook page, you'll find where you can get some deer antler spray. I have the bottle on there for you.
That's okay. Tomorrow, Greg Cosell, NFL Films, NFL Network. Now we're gonna do something that Kevin doesn't like.
Oh, what's that?
We're going to break down the game and personnel.
Oh, that's no fun.
I know. It's really weird how you do a sports show sometimes, though.
Not to me.
Chuck Greenberg tomorrow as well. Looking forward to it all here on News Radio 1070 WKOK.